Good morning and Happy New Year. Everybody doing good? Had some beautiful weather. Was Santa good to everybody? I see some that brought their coal in their pocket. Some of you guys. Glad that you are with us this morning. Are you ready to worship?
Yes.
I want to also welcome our live stream audience. Glad that you are with us. Let's pray. Let's invite God's Holy Spirit to be here with us. Father, we exalt your holy name as we begin this new year. Father, what a pleasure, what an honor that we begin it with you and that you begin it with us. Father, with this, I pray blessings on our worship this morning. We do invite your Holy Spirit to be here to stir us and speak to us, change us. Lord, we pray blessings on this new year, God, that you would come and that you would empower us to be your ambassadors to a lost and hurting world. God, would you, would our hearts please you, our very thoughts please you today, and would the name of Jesus be high and lifted up. And it's in his precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Invite you to stand if you're able as we worship.
And what a fellowship, what a joy divine. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, I'm leaning, oh, I'm leaning, and safe and secure.
Give our Lord Savior Jesus Christ a round of applause this morning. It's good to have a Savior we can lean on in this new year. I'm going to invite you to be seated and children to stay where you are.
We're giving the children a week off. Glad that you are with us again. As I said, a couple of announcements before we go to a time of prayer. A week from Wednesday, we will start our Wednesday night ministries back. We have a meal from 5 to 6, and it's 6 to 7:30. We have children's ministry and youth ministry and adult community groups. Again, that starts a week from Wednesday. So hope that you will join us for that. Also, We are starting two new community groups on Sunday evenings. If you are interested in one of those groups, raise your hand. See this man right here. Yeah, this, yes. Thanks, Billy. So, glad that you're here. Are you excited about a new year? Just FYI for the record, this is our first official Sunday as part of the Global Methodist Church. And having been on the leadership team for a lot of that that's happening in our conference, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about that. The leadership has been tremendous. The meetings, is Kitten here? Kitten has been in a lot of those meetings, can tell you. The meetings have been positive and upbeat and with integrity, and it's just, I'm just excited about that. So just be excited and encouraged with me. We keep doing what we've been doing. We keep sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to hurting people and people that need him. So if you would just bow your heads in time of prayer with me. Just start off this time just with a minute or so of just thanking the Lord. He's brought us through another year. He is the God of all creation. He is the Prince of Peace. There is nothing that surprises him, and he is good. He has proved his love for us through Jesus Christ. Just thank him for that. Father, you are so very good. Father, you don't just tell us you love us, you show us that you love us. You sent Jesus. We just celebrated his birth. You sent him as that Passover lamb, that perfect, eternal Passover lamb, so that we might live, we might have life and have it abundantly. Father, would you empower us and equip us in this new year to be your hands and feet? Father, keep our hearts right. Don't allow us to grow prideful. May we serve you with a humble servant's heart. And as we love people, Father, it's because we love you and because you love us and because you love people. That's why we love people. Teach us how to do that effectively in a way that brings you honor and glory. I pray for this year, the new year. Lots coming our way, God. We're starting to be aligned with a new denomination. We're going to be looking at all sorts of changes, Father, that we need to begin to think into. We're outgrowing our building. Those are all just wonderful and good things, God, but we want to be prepared. We want to do you justice and be honoring in how we conduct ourselves and how we spend your resources. So, Father, would you teach us how? We pray in the name that is above every name. We pray the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want to thank you for your faithfulness financially this past year and really past several years. Just a reminder that if you would like to give tither and offering. That we have offering boxes at both of the exit doors. You can also give online in that way. Thank you again for your faithfulness.
Silences the enemy. Let praise be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Let it rise. Let praise arise. We sing your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. Giants fall, fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side, forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. Storm inside of me. Let it rise. Let faith arise. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift. Cry, God, we praise you. Whoa, we praise you. Whoa, we praise you. Whoa, we praise you. Whoa,
this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. Praise you. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. Jesus, the only one who could ever.
done beside you. You open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Worthy of every song ever seen. You're worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Let's sing it out. Jesus, the name above.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you.
Dedicate ourselves here.
And I will build my life upon your love. It is the firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not.
Into our hearts this morning.
Jeff, I got my watch. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, the one who loves you. Somebody mentioned this morning when they heard I was preaching. They said, well, I'll listen. I said, well, that, I appreciate that. But I know that there are distractions in your mind. And so before I say anything, I just want to tell you, you are loved by God. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has for you, that you should be called children of God. You and I are loved. 2022 brought us many emotions, including joy and sorrow. We just experienced that ourselves yesterday. Confusion about the future. But God's word tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart, just as Jehoshaphat did, as several countries came against him because he was a man of God most of the time. He was the king of Judah, the second of five kings that were godly people, and therefore he was feared by the other countries around him. When Jeff asked me to come this morning, I thought, wow. First Sunday of the new year, I felt kind of a responsibility to set the mark for us to start the year. And so one night the Lord gave me scripture. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. And so for me, I believe God gave me that scripture to say to you this year, trust the Lord with all your heart. I started looking at the scripture. And I thought a lot about trust, and I thought, what? How do you define trust? If you've got a good one for me, tell me afterwards, okay? But again, in the night, in the middle of the night, I woke up, and this thought came to my mind. Trust is a logical expectation of what will happen because of what someone did, said, or made. You think, well, that doesn't sound... It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, how many of you checked your chair and felt it and moved it around before you sat down this morning? You trusted in that chair, and that chair was made by somebody, and it was designed by somebody, and you trusted in them, right? You just sat down. Webster, I always have to look at Webster, said, trust is assured reliance on another's integrity, veracity, justice, etc. It's an assured anticipation. And that's kind of where my definition came in there. But trusting in God may not give you a logical thought or result, because God is far beyond that, and He can do things above anything that we could ever figure out in our own minds. He's all powerful, all present, all knowing, and all loving you. Amen. So what do we trust in? You know, it's easy to say, trust in the Lord, I trust, when everything is going great, when we've got a place to live, we have food, we have a family, we have things that we need, we have a car that runs when we crank it over in the morning most of the time. Do you know that if you have money in the bank and any food in your pantry, you are among the top 8% in the world? We are surely fortunate. And where do all those things come from? It's what we sang about, God. God provides. Scripture tells us to put our real trust in that which is spiritual and eternal. We are to trust in the Lord, who is our source. Next it says, lean not on your own understanding. This gives some people, including me, a problem of where do you divide the line between common sense and faith. Anybody dealt with that? Thank you, David. Thank you. I'll give you an example. When years ago I heard of a man who became a Christian, and the first thing he did was he went out and quit his job. Okay, why would you do that, sir? Well, the Bible says God is going to provide everything for us, so I don't need a job. There's a line there someplace between common sense, which my wife says there's nothing common about common sense. And she's right. There's a line there. What he didn't understand was he had that job because of God's provision and because of the ability he had mentally and physically to do the job. The intelligence he gave him. One commentary says you should not omit careful thinking, but we should not trust our own ideas to the exclusion of all others. And I add to that, especially God's Word via the Holy Spirit. If you're having trouble deciding between common sense and what you think maybe you should do that doesn't seem logical beyond not leaning on your own understanding, ask God to give you peace towards one of those goals. And I believe He'll do it. I've been there, struggled with job change, and when I said, okay, Lord, you give me peace about this or this, and that's what I'll do. Then it says, in all your ways acknowledge Him. Now, how do you do that? First thing is, acknowledge Him in your heart. Romans 10:9-10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Praise God. Why would He want to save somebody like me? That's where we start, in our heart. That's where we acknowledge Him as to who He is and what we need. Second thing is make that acknowledgement public. Tell people. Get baptized. Come before the church and confess your belief and trust in Jesus Christ. There's a scripture in Matthew. I want to read it because I want to get it right. It says, therefore, this is a red letter, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. The lack of acknowledgement to me is denial. I like the second part of that scripture because it says, for with our heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth we confess unto salvation. Wow. How else do we acknowledge? We can do it in a lot of little ways. I know this is just stuff that you probably already know, but we need to be reminded because the scripture says do it. We can acknowledge him by leaving a message. Anybody going out to dinner after this is over? Yeah. When we go out to dinner and I get the bill, I pray. I sign it and I put a message on the bill. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. Depending on what the season is, I've even been known a couple of times at restaurants where a Christmas tree to take the napkin and write out Luke about Jesus being born, the shepherds being told and going. You can also do that along with the message by treating the people with respect and dignity that are serving you. We are no better than they are. And they're out there making a living and trying to take care of us. And if you're going to leave a message about God, you leave the message first that God loves you and he loves them, and that's why you treat them good. And then leave a good tip. Gideons have a great tip track that I used to use when I was a Gideon. And says there's a tip for you, and you open it up and it has God's word in there and the scriptures, but they always said be sure and leave a good tip besides the track. Find ways to acknowledge him. If you do something good for somebody, just out of the clear blue, I paid for some sick lady's 6 Snickers that she couldn't pay for the other day at the gas station. Nothing for me, but tell them you do that because God loves them and he loves you. Acknowledge God in your life. Food pantry. I know many of you serve in the food pantry. When you give them the food, you tell them, we do this because God loves you and he loves me. Acknowledge him. And he'll direct your path. A lot of the scriptures say, and he'll make your path straight. Nah. Oh, that's not right. I can tell you from experience in the last 12 days, when I was going to preach on trust, I had a time when I certainly didn't have a straight path, and I needed to practice what I'm preaching. So this is for me as well as you. He will direct your paths, maybe not the way you want it, but if you stay with them, you're going to make it quickly. Oh, good. I have 12 minutes, Jeff. Whew. Here's something else you can do. Now, some of you are in business. What do you put on the back of your business card? Put a scripture back there. I'm not in business anymore. I have a little card I give people that has the, I'm going to have to change it. It's got the cross and the flame on it. So, but I do have this, and I've given it to a lot of you people that are sitting here today. And by the way, it's a blessing to be here with you. One of the joys of my year is you people, our spiritual family. Anyhow, this says on the front, I don't imagine he can get that on the camera, but it says, when anxious, consume twice daily, and there's an arrow to the inside. And the guy on the front, he's really frazzled. And you open it up, and it's got four scriptures in there, Philippians 4, 6, 7. Guess what? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Luke 1, 37, and Philippians 4, 19. And I carry these in my pocket, and just sometimes people need it, and sometimes you just give it anyway. Acknowledge God's presence. I got 5 minutes. So, Jehoshaphat. Let me tell you about Jehoshaphat quickly. This is the RSV, the Reinbold Standard Version. I'm not going to read the scriptures. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and I already told you a little bit about him. But the other countries, Ammon, the Moabs, the people of past Syria, they were going to come against him and kill that country and Jehoshaphat because they were afraid of him because of God's presence and what he had done. And so Jehoshaphat called all the people to go into a fast and praying because he knew who to trust. Trust in the Lord. And then he called them all to Jerusalem, and he, can you imagine our president calling everybody to Washington saying, I'm going to pray for our country. And what did he say when he prayed? He reminded God who he was and the promise he had made Jehoshaphat that if he let these people go, he would protect Jehoshaphat if he ever needed it, and prayed to him and asked him for help. And Jehoshaphat said, that's what you told me, so I'm trusting you're going to do that, Lord. And his final words in that prayer was, I don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. He trusted him. He trusted him with all his heart. And then he sent out the battle. They were getting ready to go to battle, and the Lord brought a prophet to him and said, listen, all ye house of Jehoshaphat, this is the word of the Lord. You do not have to fight this fight. The battle is mine. You go out and watch. You go out and watch what happens. And so the next morning, Jehoshaphat got all his army, and he sent them out, and he put the guys with the strongest weapons and the strongest bodies in front, right? No. We just sang about praise. Jehoshaphat sent the singers, and he put them in front of the line, and they marched off to war. And it says they praised him. They praised God, who was full of mercy and grace. And if you hear, Google Don Francisco's song about that scripture in 2 Chronicles, and it'll get you jumping and going. So they went out, the singers in front, praising God. And what happens when you praise God? You set him to action. And when they got to this big hill, they looked over the side, and here's all the people, the armies from Ammon and all these other places I can't pronounce. And they started fighting each other. And two of the armies killed off each other. And then another one stepped in and said, oh, there's another one over there. And they ended up killing each other. And the scripture says it took them 3 days. You know, when whoever wins the war, they get all the spoils of the war, and they go collect it and take it home. And it said it took them 3 days to collect the spoils. And they took it home. Jehoshaphat trusted with all his heart. He leaned not on the understanding of how this was supposed to go, but what God can do. And God directed him what to do. And then he did it. 2 minutes. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I can't give you a better word for that for this year. Make it a year of trust. Years ago, there was a young boy's private academy in England. I assume it was probably in London. And the headmaster came in one day and said, "Boys, get ready. This afternoon, Winston Churchill's coming to speak to you." He said, "You get out your pads and your pencils and you write down everything he told you, because he is a wise man and a wise leader." And so they were excited, and after lunch they sat down, and the master came in and opened the door, and Winston Churchill walked in there. He walked up to the podium. He looked all around, and the pencils came out and the pads opened, and he said, "Never give up. Never give up. Never give up." And he turned around and walked out. I want to say to you today, never give up on trusting God. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's really confusing. But in the end, he will direct your path, and the salvation is his. So I say to you, never give up. Never give up. Never give up trusting God. And he will direct your path. Let's pray. Father, those are my words. But I pray that through the Holy Spirit, your words and your love and your mercy and your grace would come into the being of the people here today. Because really, what they want to hear is not my words, but your presence and your word, Lord. So I just pray that would be today and the days ahead. As we desire to trust you, may you direct our paths, and may we give you all the acknowledgement you deserve and more. And we'll do it all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jim. As Jim was just saying, sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we're confused by what we think the Lord is telling us to do, or what he's silent. Can you imagine that night that Jesus had the disciples gathered around him, and he had been telling them what was coming, and he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body given for you." Can you imagine? They didn't understand. They didn't understand what was happening and what the future held, but they trusted in the Lord. And then they took the cup, and he took the cup and he blessed it, and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for all people." If you would turn in your hymnals to page 12, the words will also be on the screen, I believe, yes. That's one thing that I affirm wholeheartedly that Jim just professed to us, that God can be trusted. Christ our Lord invites us to his table, all who love him. Do you love him, church? You're invited. And who earnestly repent of your sin, you repent of your sin, church, you're invited. And seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and before one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If you would pray in silent, in your own heart, in your own personal prayer of confession. Hear the good news, church. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, church, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, he gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, giving thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Christ Jesus, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, and with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. If those who are serving and our praise team would come up. Christ our Lord has invited you to his table. As we stated earlier in the liturgy, that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you repent of your sins, you're welcome at this table. You do not have to be a member of our church. There will be two stations on either side. You'll be given a piece of bread. You dip the bread into the cup, partake in that manner. If you would rather receive the individual elements, you can come to the center section. You receive the elements. If you'll go ahead and return to your seat and partake, open and partake of those there, that'll keep that line from being delayed. The altar rail is open. Jesus has invited you. Come.
White as snow, he washed.
white as snow. 'Cause Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He washed it white.
Just a moment, I'm going to invite Jim to come up and give you benediction. But before I do, a couple of things. If you're our guest this morning, I failed to welcome you earlier, and I apologize for that. We are glad that you're here. I will be out in the end of the foyer. Would love to meet you. There's a card in the seat pocket in front of you for guests. That would love for you to fill one of those out and bring it with you. And I have a free gift for our guests. Next week, our Sunday worship and everything will be back to normal. Have an 8:30 service, 9:45 Sunday school, and a 10:45 worship service as well. At the end of each Sunday, including this Sunday, there will be people up front to pray for you if you have a prayer need. Please take advantage of that. Jim?
Thank you, Jeff. I can't think of a better way to end the service than with God's word. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus Himself set the example for us by being baptized Himself, and He encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.